Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. John Baker. He is a swine veterinarian from Boonville, Indiana. John, thanks for joining us today. You gave a presentation at the 2018 American Association of Swine Veterinarians meeting about antibiotic stewardship and swine welfare. Now, this is a topic that obviously interests all veterinarians in your industry, but it seems like you've got a special focus on it.
Yes, I have. I've spent 37 years practicing, and a lot of that's been working with hogs. And you develop a close relationship to the animal. You know, our goal as veterinarians has always been to try to minimize disease, and when it does happen, try to get as quick a response of treatment as we can. But today, with the new concerns with antibiotics, we're sort of in a new era where when we not only have to treat the disease, but we have to consider how the use of antibiotics are, one, perceived by the public, and also then we as veterinarians are very concerned about antibacterial resistance. Antibiotic-free production is sort of an extreme of antibiotic stewardship.
I was going to say, it really has become like a black and white issue for consumers, hasn't it?
There are those pigs that are raised under the never ever, and that is at no point in their life do they get exposed to antibiotics. The first thing I'd like to say is that, you know, we as swine veterinarians and pork producers, the product we sell to the consumer is free of antibiotics. So really it's more of a public comprehension of never having given antibiotics to keep antibiotics out of pork, because we've already had withdrawals in place to make sure that is not a problem.
So it's really about consumers feeling better about their choice, but not necessarily helping the pigs feel better.
I don't think they really take into consideration when they're buying pork that pigs get sick and that sometimes they need antibiotics to get feeling better. We're talking about a very small part of the industry. You know, about 3% they think of the pork is consumed under the antibiotic-free consideration. So we're not talking about a large number of people. But in fact, it's probably a big part of what you hear on your advertising and television, radio, is that, you know, antibiotic-free, to where you'd think it's a much bigger deal.
Well, part of the problem, I think, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is that it's not just antibiotics. Some consumers have problems with just the way pigs are raised. We have very large farms. They want to know why we can't go back to the Charlotte's Web days, where we have, you know, smaller farms and pigs on straw and more of a bucolic setting. I think that's what they're after. Would you agree?
I think they have. But, you know, I started practicing in 1981, and I lived at the end of that era. And I could tell you, from the pig standpoint, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. You know, pigs, at the time that I started practice in southern Indiana, almost all the sows were outside. Mm-hmm. By that time, some of them were getting brought inside to be farrowed. And that was hugely beneficial to the sow and the pigs. Because before that, they farrowed outside in hutches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there was a rainstorm and that hutch was misplaced or whatever, the hutch would fill up with water while the sow was farrowing, and pigs can swim, but that's really not what they want to do on the first day of their life. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of problems with predation, parasitism, weather extremes that were very hard on pigs, and actually moving animals inside initially, for sure, was to try to improve the environment and the places where the pigs lived. And we saw that, and we saw decreased mortality and healthier pigs and the elimination of a lot of our parasites. And so, you know, I think it's evolved to where once we realized if we brought them inside, they were much healthier. Well, the result of that was, well, then we can raise more pigs on one farm. I think the public does have this misconception that pigs aren't happy where they live. Pig is an animal with a mask, and he doesn't change his facial expressions, mm-hmm. but his eyes tell you all the stories, whether he's anxious or nervous or content. A happy pig is wagging his tail, you know, and he's relaxed.
So when you take a look at the structure of our industry today, though, mm-hmm. You know, you talked about raising pigs in 1980-81. Well, 35-40 years ago, the industry has made a lot of progress since then. Are we in a position where we might be able to seriously consider a no antibiotics ever approach to raising pigs?
You know, we have made tremendous strides in reducing the amount of antibiotics. Back in 81, there were huge amounts of antibiotics used to raise animals. And veterinarians weren't oftentimes veterinarians weren't involved in the decision making of those antibiotics. It was put in the feed by feed manufacturers, and antibiotics are sold over the shelf at feed stores and everywhere like that. And I think veterinarians, as we got more involved and we developed the script laws and now the VFD laws, veterinarians are more involved so that we're making decisions on antibiotics based on what's needed. And the result has been less. You know, just since the VFD regulations have been put in place a couple years ago, I mean, they're saying we're using about a third less antibiotics. And that isn't that veterinarians are prescribing less. It's the over-the-counter use has gone down dramatically. Producers don't really want to buy antibiotics. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And producers really don't want to go out and give shots. It's time-consuming. So when, they're doing that because they have to for the situation. Never ever across the industry would mean we probably would deliver pigs by cesarean section and raise them in bubbles. The real challenge right now is all the viruses, the PRRS, the influenza, the coronaviruses.
But they open up the door for these secondary bacterial infections.
And that's really
infections.
The biggest challenge today, because a lot of times when you are virus-free, you don't have to use a lot of antibiotics. But I think we need to start getting the public to understand that pigs are like people. They do at times get sick, and when they do, they need antibiotics. And I think that not using antibiotics isn't good for pigs and isn't really good for the product that we harvest from them. You know, if we're gonna do antibiotic-free pork production, then we have got to really raise our management and our production practices to a higher level. That we have to make sure that we select the pigs that we want to raise that way. Even within one day's farrowing, there may be pigs born that may not be candidates for antibiotic-free. Maybe they're really small, or maybe their mother is not doing well and isn't feeding them well. And that really, if antibiotic-free pork production has moved raising pigs from the group to the individual, because we're no longer managing them like a group if we're really, from an animal welfare standpoint, watching for any individual that's not thriving and doing well, and then have to individually treat him, which hasn't been the norm of the industry. I think that this morning there was good agreement of what's being done. There was a presenter at the end of the program from Canada, and it's a company that's doing antibiotic-free production. And I mean, they're doing a lot of the right things. They still haven't got it all the way they want it to be. But I think that it is really important as an industry and as a profession, we need to really sit down and decide how are we going to approach this. And just removing antibiotics from the type of production we have now and expecting a good outcome isn't logical. I mean, we have to understand that if we want to raise pigs without antibiotics, then we're going to have to do some things different to make sure that we minimize stress. We select those animals that have the greatest opportunity to perform under that program. And then the ones that have need of antibiotics, we need to address their needs and make sure they have them.
And most important, keep the focus on welfare.
In my opinion, it's always on welfare. Our profession expects it. Our public trusts that's what we're going to do. I can assure you the barn workers, they expect that. The people that work in the barns, they enjoy working with animals, but they get really pretty personally attached to them. And a pig is an animal that's, if you work with him every day, he likes you and you sort of like him. And they don't like them sick, and they don't like them sick and not do something about it.
Well, you've made some great points today, and certainly the industry has a lot to think about and also to be proactive about, because I think more than anyone, veterinarians are in a good position to talk with consumers and perhaps get them to reevaluate some of their opinions about antibiotic-free.
Want to select a product that is raised without antibiotics. I think that's every individual's choice. I do think that they need to also, with that choice, make sure that animal is raised, the whole system's got a good animal welfare focus. They need to demand of that product that there is demonstration that the that companies have good animal welfare programs in place, that they're audited, and that we're ensuring that the pig's animal welfare is cared for.
Sounds good. We've been talking to Dr. John Baker. He is a swine veterinarian from Boonville, Indiana. We really appreciate you stopping by today. Thank you.
Thanks.